the skin with multivitamin.
Protect you from all the germs and leave you feeling fresh.
What's up, always leaves you smiling with skincare benefits. Well,
press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Government backed 99 traditional ceremonies to promote unity and cultural tourism. PF unfazed by alleged external sabotage, says Central Province Chair. In international news, Kenya's starvation card leader charged in connection with 52 further deaths. And in sports, Blatter urges FIFA World Cup boycott over Trump administration policies.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Francis. Democratic Union leader Akin Jovu has called on government to consider taking deliberate measures that aim to empower local miners as opposed to unleashing threats against them in an effort to curb illegal mining. Speaking in response to recent remarks by the Zambia Army commander on illegal mining, the opposition leader said government must take full responsibility for the problem, arguing that it has failed to address concerns in the mining sector. He said the current administration made several promises to illegal miners when it was in opposition but has not fulfilled them since forming government. He noted that while the Army's intention to protect national resources may be well-meaning, the use of threats is not a permanent solution. He warned that harsh measures could result in foreigners taking over mining areas, leaving local people excluded from benefiting from Zambia's natural resources. He emphasized that Zambians have the capacity to manage and benefit from their own mines and questioned government's continued preference for foreign participation at the expense of citizens. He urged government to support small-scale miners through formalization, access to resources, and improved markets.
Instead of issuing threats like the army commander did, we should focus on addressing illegal mining activities with permanent solutions. Though the intention by the army might be good, my worry is that Zambians will continue suffering as we are likely to see foreigners being engaged to conduct mining activities in those areas at the expense of local people. Zambians have the capacity to run these mines and get the benefits. So I fail to understand government's appetite for wanting foreigners to get our resources while our people remain suffering. In this regard, I once again call for local participation in the mining industry because Zambians should benefit more from their natural resources. Instead of threatening to exterminate, we need to find ways of supporting small-scale miners and advocating for their formalization and access to better resources and markets.
The Patriotic Front in Central Province says it remains strong and united, despite what it calls deliberate attempts by the ruling UPND to destabilize the party. Central Province Chairperson Billy Sichamba says the PF continues to enjoy massive grassroots support and remains the people's preferred alternative ahead of the next general election. Speaking on the Power to the People program, Mr. Sichamba described the ongoing leadership disputes within the PF as a normal phase for a large political organization. He claimed that the intense interest in the party's presidency is driven by a national belief that the PF is the only credible party capable of redeeming the country.
When a political party, a giant like the Patriotic Front, where the Zambian people are looking at it as the option, the savior, party that will redeem them in this year's elections, you always find a lot of people wanting to take over the reins of that party because they know that it is Chipani, Chemune, what HRateka, Nomwaka. You have seen other political parties where Kwatama conventions electing president with no problems. Why? Because no one is looking at them as the possible victors in this year's election. That is an internal conflict. But also there is conflict and issues, disturbances caused by external influences. I will not shy away to say that the ruling party also is scared of the PF, because when they look at the PF, PF is an institution embedded in the people. A party without a president, a party with all this confusion, a party without identity, but identity is in the people that form that party, goes to win an election, beating a party in government with all their resources.
In another development, Minister of Tourism Rodney Sikumba says the government has supported more than 99 traditional ceremonies across the country over the past 4 years as part of a deliberate effort to promote national unity, cultural exchange and domestic tourism. Speaking on government support to the cultural sector, Mr. Sikumba explained that the assistance extended to traditional ceremonies was not merely ceremonial, but aimed at creating opportunities for Zambians to experience and appreciate the country's diverse cultures across provinces. According to Mr. Sikumba, out of 99 traditional ceremonies supported by the Ministry of Tourism, President Hichilema personally attended close to 30, underscoring the government's recognition of the role traditional leadership plays in fostering cohesion. The minister further revealed that the government has actively encouraged inter-chiefdom participation, with chiefs from different regions attending and supporting ceremonies outside their own chiefdoms. Mr. Sikumba emphasized that the initiative has helped break long-standing regional barriers, noting that there is now no rigid divide between chiefs from the south, north or western parts of the country. Hollard Life Zambia has officially relaunched the Umoyo funeral cover in collaboration with Airtel Money, aiming to provide accessible protection for those previously excluded from such services. The relaunch follows Hollard Life's recent acquisition of Absa Life and marks the first instance of the Umoyo funeral cover being directly managed and underwritten under the Hollard Life brand. During the relaunch event, Hollard Life Chief Executive Officer Paul Nkoma emphasized that the initiative is designed to help families navigate life's most challenging moments with dignity, resilience and peace of mind, alleviating the financial burden often associated with such times.
Customers can access cover quickly, affordably by dialing *115# and selecting option 7. Customers can activate cover in minutes and maintain protection through regular affordable payments via Airtel Money. The Moyo also offers or allows individuals to extend cover beyond themselves, family members, loved ones and those they care for, reflecting the strong culture of collective responsibility that defines us. And this launch speaks directly to national priorities around financial inclusion, digital transformation, and microinsurance, as championed by governments and key regulatory and development.
Speaking at the same event, Airtel Money Country Director Andrew Chuma highlighted the importance of leveraging technology to bridge access gaps, stating that protection should be straightforward, affordable, and accessible to all.
We officially relaunched the Moyo funeral cover on the Airtel Money platform. So it's not like we have any other issue, it's just that it has moved in our department, and that's why we are launching it, right? So this is the relaunch, not of a new product, but of a new partnership and strengthening the ecosystem. The Moyo funeral cover remains the same in purpose, value, and customer benefits. But we transitioned ownership from Afterlife to Orlando. The transition marks an important milestone in the evolution of the product and reinforces our shared commitment to delivering accessible, reliable and digitally enabled solutions to Zambian families.
In international news, cult leader Paul McKenzie, already on trial for multiple counts of manslaughter, is facing new charges, Kenyan prosecutors said on Monday. A self-proclaimed preacher and former taxi driver, McKenzie led an infamous starvation cult that killed more than 400 people. The so-called Shakahola Forest Massacre took place near the beach resort of Malindi and came to light in 2023. McKenzie has pleaded not guilty. He is now being charged with 52 further deaths in the remote village of Binzaro, where more bodies were found last year. The discovery appeared to show that the same cult had continued to operate under the first massacre site was discovered and Mackenzie arrested. In a statement on X, the Office of the Director of Public Prosecution said a Malindi court had given its go-ahead to formally charge Good News International Church leader Paul Tenge Mackenzie and his co-accused over the deaths of 52 people at the Binzaro